We're being joined now by Knoxville football coach Matt Duncan. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA KRLS. Knoxville on Friday defeats South Tama by a score of 36-6. Coach, it took a little while to get going here, but once the guys kind of got their footing, they played pretty well. But I guess let's talk about that start. You said South Tama would be a tougher opponent. Boy, they were.
Yeah, we could tell immediately when we got back from Clark last Friday when they got their film uploaded, or South Tama got their film uploaded. We could tell that they were gonna be a tough team. They've got some athletic skill guys that are pretty dang quick, and they've got some physical linemen too. So we knew our work was gonna be cut out for us, and we really harped that to our guys this week in practice that they're gonna come here ready to go and they're gonna be playing physical, and we've got to match that, and we've got to finish a game.
Did you think that they may have been running out of gas in that fourth quarter? Because they were making plays, and then all of a sudden that fourth quarter, it's almost like you were able to get things going finally.
I think so, and I think some of it too was we had a little bit of a lull there when we started the second half in that third quarter. We weren't able to move the ball or sustain drives, so I think we just had to get kind of settled back into our routine or the groove of things, and able to get that sorted out and kind of get the ball moving again.
What does it say about this team? You probably didn't play your best game, but you still won convincingly. What's that say about your team here?
They want to finish. They've been listening, and that's one thing that we've been harping on them. And we make sure that they know that our expectation is we're going to finish everything we do, and it doesn't matter what the score is. It's just what we do as Knoxville football players. And, yeah, had some adversity, and they did a nice job of battling back and, like I said, finishing the game.
Again, balance on your receivers. And we didn't have Kobe for a catch tonight, and you still were able to get the ball distributed to a lot of guys.
Yeah, and that's, like I said, we know that our receiving core is going to be pretty tough to match up with. And, yeah, it just depends on the night who the guy is going to be, and the rest of the guys step up and they do their job with blocking. And that was another thing. I mean, last week we did a nice job of it, and I thought tonight too, those guys on the edge, they were doing a nice job. Even when Woolsey would bounce and run outside, our receivers were staying locked on and blocking downfield, which is huge. And it's nice to see that come through, and they're taking that coaching and doing a nice job.
Got to ask that punt that Max got that first down on. That didn't look planned, but was it?
It was not planned. Now, Max, the last 2 weeks, he will tell you that he's been planning it.
Of course.
Not necessarily like that, but he's been working on some rugby stuff, and he keeps talking about watching the corner on the right or left side, and if they bail with our gunner flying down the field, that he was just going to basically replace him. And, yeah, so maybe him messing around and kind of running through it in practice was beneficial there. But, yeah, I don't know if it was a snap. I don't remember, or just bobbled the snap once he got it. But it was a big heads-up play by Max, and it was nice to see him get that first for us. We keep that drive going.
And same thing on the field goal or extra point. You turned into 2 points. Was that just a fire play that, they mishandled the snap?
Yep. Roston does a nice job for us. Just mishandled that snap a little bit. And, yeah, we rep fire in practice. So our tight ends and our wings just ran out routes into the end zone. And Roston found Jackson sitting right there.
You've gotten Roston in the last couple of weeks. And Woolsey's your number one. That's been established. But how important is this for Roston for next year? Because he's probably going to be the guy next year.
Yeah, it's huge. And it's fun at practice. Me, I'm fortunate with the coaching staff that we have, that they do a great job, and it allows me to just kind of walk around at practice and listen and watch the guys. And it's fun watching Woolsey and Roston work together, and they definitely push each other, and they make each other better. And, yeah, it's nice to get Roston some reps right now, because most likely, and who knows what's going to happen between now and next season, but he's going to be one of the guys that we're going to be looking at as our starting quarterback potentially. So any of these reps that he can get right now is going to be huge for next season and the following year for him.
Talking to Matt Duncan, Knoxville football coach, on KNIA KRLS. Interview powered by Hy-Vee. Knoxville wins it over South Tama on Fridays 36-6. And, defensively for the second straight night, kept them pretty well in check. We had you only having 196 yards of total offense for them. So another second straight week, you're below giving up 200 yards of offense. Do you have a number where you would like to keep a team at, or, it's just okay if we have more points on the board, we don't care?
Yeah, I mean, that ultimately that's what it is, and that's our mentality of our guys. We're all going to do our jobs, and as long as we do our jobs at the end of the day, as long as we're on top of that scoreboard, that's what matters. But, yeah, it was nice to get this win tonight. It's big for our guys, and it's going to give us some nice confidence going into Hoover this coming week.
Yeah, I was talking, you know, the confidence, and I think you're above 500 for the first time, and I believe since 2019, I believe. You know, what does that do for the confidence, knowing that you're going to go into a game next week that, okay, you're probably thinking, okay, this game is doable as well if you play well and do the things you need to do.
It's big for our confidence and just our guys believing, and they've done a nice job of believing. But we even talked to them about that at halftime, coming back out and finishing the game. And in the past, maybe we found a way to let that lead slip away. Or make it a lot closer than what it should have been. So it was good to see those guys come out and finish. And like I said, I think I'm biased, but I'm hopeful that we're starting to turn a corner a little bit, and our guys are believing, and they know that they deserve to be on that field, and they can play with anybody.
Weird week next week. You got a Thursday game. So how do you approach the week knowing that you know, you play a day early?
Yeah, we were just actually, before we came over here for our warm-ups and everything, our staff, we were kind of talking about next week and what it'll look like. It'll be a little different playing on a Thursday night. We're going to try and do everything we can to keep our schedule as normal as possible. We're going to kind of combine our Monday and Tuesday practice into Monday, so we'll get some film and some install. We'll come out, we'll do some walkthrough, and then we'll actually get some live stuff going with our offense. And then Tuesday will be a full tilt, full pads defensive practice, and then Wednesday will be our typical Thursday walkthrough. So really nothing too crazy besides just kind of changing that Monday practice up a little bit.
What concerns do you have playing on a night that you're not used to playing? I mean, these guys 2 years ago were playing probably on a Thursday JV game or a Monday, but it's been a while, and it just is a different feel for everybody.
Yeah, it'll be a little different. Obviously, with playing a day earlier, the week's going to seem like it's going to go a lot faster. So we're going to have to make sure that our guys are at practice and they're focused and they're ready to get better and improve every practice that we have this coming week.
Of course, you got Hoover, and everybody's going to say, well, it's Hoover. You know, they haven't won a game in, you know, probably a decade. But you know what? They have been in the neighborhood the first 2 weeks of the season. They had a close game with Perry, and they were close with Oskaloosa until Oski blew it open in the last part of the game. But those kids want to win too.
Yeah, they are definitely improved this year from watching the couple of games they've had so far this season. They've got a lot of athletic guys, a lot of skill guys that are quick, and they get to the edge fast. Their offense has been able to move the ball in all their games and put up points. Their defense at times maybe can be a little bit undisciplined. So we're definitely have to take advantage of that. But yeah, it's going to take all four quarters next Thursday night going up to Hoover for us to be able to be successful and have a chance at winning that game.
And it is at Mediacom Stadium. That's going to kind of feel like a big-time feel. But, you know, you kind of have a big-time thing going here. So, you know, maybe not so awestruck by the facility.
Yeah, it'll be nice getting up there. And some of our guys were talking about it earlier in the week when we were just kind of going over some things for future stuff. But, yeah, I mean, our facility here is amazing. That was one thing tonight. Man, it was beautiful. You had the sunset back behind us, and then you had the rainbow from the light rain that we had. So it was a great night, and it was nice to be able to capitalize it with a win.
All right. Well, we will. I'll see you next Wednesday. I'll keep my week for you normal, because you need all the normalcy you can get.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, DC. I appreciate it.
That's Matt Duncan, Knoxville football coach. Panthers win it on Friday over South Tama, 36-6. This interview powered by Hy-Vee, and we'll have more on KNIA KRLS.